I just learned because I had never put my license plate on for over a year. And Ryan kept saying that he'll put it on. So I brought it today. And inside of the envelope was also my car registration, which I never knew where that was either.
Yeah.
So that was exciting to see. And it expired, though, already. So I just had to renew it.
Mine's from 2022.
It's all good.
It's not all good.
Well, you've been pulled over and given several warnings, too, huh?
Yeah. When we were going to Mammoth, I got pulled over twice. That's a 6-hour drive. It's supposed to take 3. For some reason, it took us 6 hours. In the last like 22 minutes, I got pulled over twice. First guy let us go. Second guy, not so nice. And it was so scary the last like 6 minutes of the drive because there's so many police officers. And also both my brake lights are out.
Right.
And my blinkers don't work.
Yeah.
And I'm not a good driver.
Right.
So.
Yeah.
Not a good driver. State Farm is there.
150%.
Yeah.
For context, I just paid like almost $1,000 on carregistration.com to register my car. And then after I already paid, I said, Izzy, can you actually look up carregistration.com for me? And Izzy, can you read some of the reviews that you've received that you found? Like, why for 1 second didn't I think, carregistration.com? Maybe not.
Well, it's a good...
It didn't even cross my mind that the right place wouldn't be carregistration.com.
It's a good domain.
That's the first thing that came up.
Took my money and never sent me ... Okay, yeah. That's enough for me.
Yeah, so that I had given them close to 1,000 USD, which when I was paying that, I was like, that doesn't feel right for a car registration. But I was like, I don't know. I obviously don't know shit, so...
No, I mean, I think it is really...
They did like refund me, so I don't know.
They're nice scammers.
They're nice.
Bordering on scam... Like many previous reviews, why pay more for the same service DMV provides? Their website is limited. It was imitated to look like the official DMV website.
Exactly.
I almost got duped too.
So I was duped this morning, but I've recovered because I've been refunded. But I'd love to start kind of thinking through things a little bit more and kind of looking at the source and just...
Well, you have a new lease on life now.
I do, but...
You've been given a second chance.
Connor, I'm so defeated.
Oh.
Let me tell you what happened yesterday.
Okay. Hit me.
Horrible.
Yeah?
Well, for the past 2 weeks, I've been spending money that I don't have. Like, it's my damn job.
Okay.
Because I'm going to Europe, so obviously I need a whole new wardrobe for the 2 weeks that I'll be there and the rest of the summer, too.
Okay.
That I'll be here. So I've just been dropping money left and right. And then yesterday I was like, you know what? Stop. Like, you're not even allowed to order food out for the rest of the month. Like, we are on a spending freeze. So usually when I go to Alfred, the coffee shop, I park just like on I find a spot on the street, which like there's a chance I'll get a ticket. But it's a chance I'm willing to take sometimes because I would say it's like 2 out of 100 times I park there, I get a ticket. And that's just me like paying my dues for parking illegally so many times. So I rationalize that like it's okay to get a ticket there every once in a while because I do it so many times and I rarely get a ticket. So I'm like,
if you break that down, like if you park there 12 times, you get a ticket one time and you're paying like $5.
No. And Connor, I literally park there 100 times and get a ticket twice. So I'm like, you know what? If I have to pay my dues like 1 or 2 times, fine. But yesterday I was like, I'm not even taking a 1 in 100th chance that I get a ticket because I literally cannot afford the $63 ticket that they give out. So I spent 30 minutes circling.
Yeah.
Finally found a metered spot. Okay. Go get my coffee. Connor, I forgot to put money in the meter.
Yes, of course. $63
ticket. $63
ticket.
My heart, walking back to my car, seeing that ticket on the hood, my heart dropped out of my asshole and onto the floor.
Yep.
I'm so pissed. And then this morning I said, oh my God, carregistration.com, would you mind if I paid you $900? Would that work for you? Does that work with your busy schedule? So I'm like broke.
Like, cars are so expensive, and driving and going places. It's a damn shame that we're so reliant on them. Hey.
And earlier that morning, I had a meeting, and I got there 45 minutes early because I knew the parking was going to be hard for me because it's like a big studio lot. Still couldn't find the parking after 45 minutes, and I called Rebecca, our agent, on the phone near tears. I was in the parking structure screaming, crying to her that I couldn't find a parking spot. And she's like, okay, well, you know, keep circling. Like, I feel horrible. Like, I don't know what I wanted her to do. And I also had her loop in another one of someone from
our team. Can you come out and get in my car so that you know that I'm looking for
parking?
On
the line with two of them on the verge of tears saying that I actually couldn't find a parking spot. So sorry to them. I don't know what I needed them to do in that moment, but I'm glad they were just on the line. And I was over 20 minutes late to the meeting.
That's fine.
Oh, God, yeah.
It's a built-in buffer. 20 minutes is okay.
I just feel so defeated.
I always say I think it's actually respectful to be 20 minutes late so that the people that you're meeting with can kind of get comfortable and set up their area. Because if you go right there, it's kind of rude because they're not... You've kind of taken them...
By surprise.
By surprise. If you get there
on
time.
That's a good way to look at it. But overall... Bad week.
Yeah.
So far.
It's okay.
In the hole.
At least it's
financially and emotionally. How are you?
we're all in our own holes in a way.
In a way, yeah.
I'm deep in my hole.
Tell me about it.
In a good way.
Oh my God, tell me about it.
I don't know. I'm just feeling good. It's like, sorry.
No, you're good.
I'm like in a great mood. I listened to the Black Eyed Peas the whole way here today, morning. I fell into this thread on Twitter about how special the song Boom Boom Pow is.
You've always known that, though.
I've always said it, but I didn't know why.
God, I wish you had been to a bar mitzvah where that was blasting.
A part of me thinks that I was at that bar mitzvah that you're talking about.
Oh, my God. It's like, talk about grinding.
Talk about grinding. Talk I think we actually grinding. Have talked about grinding every
talk
week.
Talk about
for a
it
month.
Again in the talk context of grinding. Boom Boom Pow.
Well, it's got a good beat. I want to see what I pulled up about Boom Boom Pow. So this person is definitely like high off their gourd when they tweeted this, but like I was like, oh, that kind of like makes complete sense. Y'all don't understand how genius the structure of Boom Boom Pow is. It's like the whole track is just the four P's describing the beat. Will I Am Made and how sick it is while teasing very sparse elements of it, but not actually revealing the Boom Boom Pow until Fergie gives the signal. Wait, it goes, there's a threat.
Who's Fergie?
Fergie!
Oh, yeah. I know her.
Like, it takes nearly a full 2 minutes before you're actually allowed to hear the first Boom Boom Pow itself, and those first 2 minutes are merely them hyping it up. It's so smart, and then the way Fergie repeats her verse at the end, only affirming how sickening what you just heard was. Listen to the instrumental, and it has nothing going on. The fact that will.i.am is able to drop the beat after Fergie gives him permission, parentheses, and she does such an effective job at screaming at the listener to make sure they're paying attention first, on parentheses, like it's so genius. Also, Taboo and APL's verses are so good, like everyone else tore it here. The Black Eyed Peas will never be given their proper dues, I swear to God. Fen.
Okay, I think I got a little bit lost, but I think I came back. This person is saying that we didn't actually hear the real Boom Boom Pow until 2 minutes in.
So the Boom Boom Pow is actually the structure of the song, and it's happening in the background. So boom, 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 boom. And Fergie goes,
we hear that right
away, the beat drop. And it's like letting everyone know, pay attention to this beat that will.i.am made.
So is the real Boom Boom Pow the beat or them saying Boom Boom Pow?
I think the real Boom Boom Pow is the friends we made along the way.
Yeah.
On the way to the... But Fergie was really effective, I guess, in giving will.i.am permission to drop said beat.
Yeah.
And then also at the same time, in conjunction with letting the audience know, hey, my friend did this, and you're going to pay attention right now.
Yeah. Think of it like a 5-paragraph essay. Yep. Fergie's doing the abstract.
Yep.
And then will.i.am is dropping that thesis statement like it's his birthright.
That's a great... Great way to put it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a way more digestible than this thread that I read.
That actually was pretty digestible, honestly.
If you take a step back now, that yeah, it is. And they actually provided links and things to...
I love passion.
Oh, me too. One thing I like... Talk about... Brooke, you want to talk about passion?
Yeah.
Look at the Black Eyed Peas. These people are in their 40s, 50s, and they're saying, now, at surface level, you're hearing, boom, 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 boom. And that's their job that they've done.
Yeah.
As they've built a career off of that, which I don't think is, like, I agree. I don't think they've gotten credit where credit's due. But at the same time, like, at surface level, you're like, okay.
Did they ever officially, like, break up? Or are they just, like, technically on hiatus?
I think will.i.am and Fergie started to blossom in their own rights.
Right.
And it was hard to ignore that. In the same way, like, Harry Styles kind of moved forward.
Right. I guess One Direction's still on hiatus.
Hey, guys. We want to take a quick break to thank our sponsor, Lumi. This just in, body odor is officially canceled for good this time. Unlike certain other DOs, Lumi Whole Body Deodorant is powered by mandelic acid to deliver outrageous 72-hour odor control everywhere from your pits to your feet, and yes, even your privates.
In fact, it was patients' concerns about private part odor that originally inspired the OBGYN who invented Lumi. Fast forward 6 years, and her game-changing Whole Body Deo has now earned over 300,000 five-star reviews from people like me, who love smelling great and feeling confident from head to toe.
And we have a special offer for you. New customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code and link. Use code BNC at LumiDeodorant.com. LumiDeodorant.com.
I love Lumi because I can use it all over my body and it's super long lasting. I've especially been loving the lavender sage scent these past few weeks. They also have other scents like clean tangerine or toasted coconut. Lumi is baking soda free, paraben free, and pH balanced.
You're telling us about Lumi in the way that you'd be like, she also blah, 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 did this. You know,
yesterday? I'm spilling major tea.
Yeah, you're spilling major tea about Lumi. Lumi's starter pack is perfect for new customers. It comes with a solid stick deodorant, cream tube deodorant, two free products of your choice like mini body wash and deodorant wipes, as well as free shipping. As a special offer for listeners, new customers get 15% off all Lumi products with our exclusive code BNC. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack. Use code BNC for 15% off your first purchase at LumiDeodorant.com. That's code BNC, BNC, BANDC at LumiDeodorant.com. That's LumiDeodorant.com. I wouldn't write them off, even though, how old is Fergie? Can we look that up?
38.
I agree. I think she's 49. You wouldn't ever guess that Fergie's 49.
No way.
What is she doing now? Is she performing still, or what is she up to?
Last I saw her was the national anthem.
I used to get her so confused with Kirstie Alley.
Connor took the words out of my mouth.
Yeah.
They really are
sisters from another mistress.
Yes. What else do you need to know?
I want to know, actually, the first search is, what is Fergie's ethnicity? Doesn't hurt to just see that. Irish, Mexican, and Scottish. Wow.
It's a good group.
That's a great group.
Yeah.
Great. Okay. Oh, she went on the VMAs with Jack Harlow. That was the last time we saw Fergie, because she did Glamorous with him.
Oh, I don't. I probably wasn't watching.
L-A-M. She gave us a lot of gems.
No,
she
genuinely did. That was like all of fifth grade with Glamorous, London Bridge, Fergalicious.
Oh yeah.
There was one more. Big Girls Don't Cry.
Not Big Girls Don't Cry. It is Big Girls Don't Cry.
What did you think it was?
I don't know. Big Girls Don't Cry. Like, okay.
Which, but they do. We know they do.
We're aware now that that big girls do cry.
And which is the point of the song, is that they do.
She was normalizing crying for girls of all sizes.
Yeah.
But...
Welcome back to Brooke and Connor.
Hi, Brooke and Connor listeners.
We are so happy to have you.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm defeated still.
Sorry,
because even though, like, I got refunded, I was still stupid And that's what matters.
Well, what matters most? At least, yeah. It, this is kind of like me leaving my bag on the train. They're like, you kind of in your head are like, I just lost $1,000 still, but like you didn't. You're back to
I basics. Know, but I'm not even feeling that euphoria because like leaving your bag on the train is like an honest mistake that can happen to smart people. I just have been feeling so dumb recently. And this,
Brooke,
like,
I left my suitcase, like giant suitcase with all my clothes for 2 weeks packed in it on a train. That's not like, oops.
It is.
Like, no, that's $1,000 too.
Absent-minded. Like I literally had all the information in front of me and chose not to look at it. And I chose to move forward. And I'm just mad at myself. Mm-hmm. I've been getting mad at myself recently.
That's okay.
Is it?
Are you wondering why my pants are soaked? It seems like no one's talking about how my pants are soaked.
They don't seem soaked from where I'm sitting.
Well, you don't have to touch my body.
Why are your pants soaked?
Well, because I had poke the other day. And then like I was like, I'll just...
Oh, that makes sense. That's what I was like. Oh, you can stop right there. This story makes complete sense.
Well, okay. It's the Mandela effect because I had poke the other day, or butterfly effect.
I get confused. Which one's the butterfly effect? Like this happened.
Cause
this
and
happened?
Effect, but like long term, it's like cause and cause and cause and cause and it's like cause and effect and cause and effect and cause and effect and cause and effect. But I had poke the other day, and then I had spit out a piece into a napkin and had put it like in my cup holder.
Why'd you spit it out?
It was like weird.
Like a chewy piece?
Like it was tasting too much like fish, even though like I'm literally eating raw fish, but it was just like, nope.
Totally.
And when I got out of the car, like I missed that napkin. So when I got in the car today, it smelled fishy. Ooh. And I was like, can't go like this. So I lit a candle and I brought it in my car because candles are really the only way to effectively eradicate a smell like that.
Did you find the source? Like, did you find the napkin?
Yeah, I knew. Okay. I knew it. I was like, oof. Because I also had a coffee and it was just like a really crazy perfect storm of like, I'm going to throw up in my car. Yeah. It was just like not conducive, especially if I was going to listen to the Black Eyed Peas coming here. It was just like Black Eyed Peas, coffee, fish from yesterday. No. And so I brought this candle. And I put it in, and obviously, like, I took one turn and hot candle wax fell onto my lap.
Duh.
Which would be hard to explain if, like, I got in a car
wreck.
Were
you just holding the candle in your lap or in your hand?
No, it was in my, like, on my thing right here.
Standing upright?
Yeah.
Completely unsecured?
No, standing horizontal.
I didn't know if you had it in the cup holder.
Yeah.
Jerk.
It was in... Jerk. No. It was standing how candles would usually, like the standard candle standing. The standard standing
That's
candle.
That's stupid.
Okay, I was desperate and I was already late, so it was what it was.
To have an open flame in your car completely unsecured?
Well, now we know. Hey guys, I tried the viral TikTok trend, having an open flame in your car so that you didn't have to. I would say don't do it, but I had hot wax on my leg. And so then I had to dump my whole water bottle on it to scrub it out because you have to get hot wax out
right
like,
away.
Immediately. So that's why I'm soaked. But I was late already because I've come into a bit of hair recently.
You've come into a bit of hair?
Yeah, my hair's long. I need a haircut.
I like your hair long.
Look at it though.
I think you should keep it long. Like I think grow it out a little and then cut it to this length. Well, obviously like don't do that.
Widowly my life.
Don't do that. But
that's how
like it looks good in a hat when it's long.
Is he just Aww. Silently pulling up a picture of Jamie Neutron?
I miss him. I haven't thought about him in a while.
He was so round. Talk about a guy.
No, he wasn't at all.
Oh, you know what I'm picturing?
He was like completely
You know what I'm picturing?
Long oval.
Oh, wait, hang on.
What?
Hang on. I'll show you. I'll pull it up. Wait. I need to find out what it's called. Jimmy Neutron.
Jimmy Neutron round?
Squirrel? Oh my god, I found it. But yeah, that, like when he was like all round and naked.
Oh, I don't remember that. What was the content?
I don't know.
Episode?
I think he was turning into a gerbil or something. Gerbil boy.
Oh my god, I wonder if he was a GP.
This one.
Wait, was Carl obsessed with gerbils? No, llamas. Right?
Mm-hmm, llamas. Remember like that was the era when everything... Oh, you're so random. Remember it random, being random was funny?
Yeah. Let's bring it back. We do actually kind of say that all the time.
That's so random.
Like when something's like so obvious, like when you're like, oh, yeah. I brought a candle into the car unsecured and it fell on my lap. Random.
Random.
Yeah, we do say that. But I'd like to bring it back in the way that it was originally used.
Random was like iCarly, like meatball sub.
You're
I don't
being
know.
So
like,
random.
Yeah. Yeah. Like being random was funny.
Yeah.
I remember when we would try like find new friends in like eighth grade, we'd be like, you're gonna love her. She's so random all the time.
Yeah, and, like, we should bring that back.
Random now is just like annoying, like random.
Yeah.
Not negative connotation. No, Jesus.
We know. But yeah, I'd like to bring it back in the way that it was used originally
too.
In the olden days.
Well, it was, just like, that's out of nowhere.
Did you see in Urban Outfitters, they're selling like vintage, like 1999 shirts?
No.
Yeah, they're doing that.
What is it?
Because it's like the olden days of yore.
Oof. That's scary.
What time period do you associate with the olden days of yore?
The olden days of yore to me would be like medieval. So they're thinking 1999 was medieval?
No, I said that. I went a different direction, but I was using that as like a way to...
Well, days of yore... I would be like, that's yesteryear, you know, like that's like for us, like early teens, like that's yesteryear. It's like when dreams were alive.
You were an early teen in 1999?
No, I'm not. No, I am not talking about 1999. You're talking about 1999. I have no relationship to 1999. Dare I say it's random to me.
Yeah.
Days of yore, you long for the days of yore, you know?
Yeah, but I'm asking when they were.
For me?
No. I don't think it's subjective.
It is subjective. Days of yore is subjective.
Can we look up when were the days of yore?
It's not a time period.
I think it might be.
No, the days of yore is not a time period.
It's just
for
like
all.
A throwback. Let's look up.
Yeah, what are the days of yore? It's a British historical play. Okay, a long time ago.
When knights roamed the countryside.
So wait, is it the medieval?
And engaged in daring and romantic quests.
You could say that person longs for days of yore. That was word for word.
Right,
what
but
I
could
said.
So could 1999 be the days of yore?
Well, I don't really long to be a knight roaming the countryside and going on romantic quests.
Oh, I do.
I kind of long to be just like a teen with a phone.
Oh, I'd like to speak with a knight. I don't want
to
be a knight, but I'd like to have
go
like,
to the Renaissance Fair.
I am. Thanks
oh,
for
that'll
asking.
Be fun.
Yeah. You're invited. Everyone's invited. I want to go for my birthday.
I do want to go.
Okay.
That's so weird. I said I want to go for my birthday too, like this weekend.
Should we do joint?
Yeah. Let's
we could brainstorm something. Our birthdays aren't like that far apart.
I want to joust your little ass.
Could you do a June September joint birthday? Yeah, at the end of July or the beginning of August.
Yeah.
You could say that again.
Yeah, that'd be like a sandwich joint birthday.
Hey, guys. We're going to take a quick break to thank one of today's sponsors, Field of Greens. Have you ever heard of cancer-fighting foods?
Yup.
Yep.
The American Cancer Society discovered diets rich in fruits and veggies may actually lower your risk of cancer. That's like freaking Josh.
Lower. Hopefully you hear this and run to the store for 5 servings of fruits and vegetables every day. If not, you should consider adding Field of Greens to your daily health regimen. Each fruit and veggie in Field of Greens was doctor selected for studied health benefits.
There's a heart health group, lungs, kidneys, and metabolism groups, even healthy weight. What your body needs is in each scoop of delicious Field of Greens.
Will Field of Greens prevent, treat, or cure cancer? Nope. But it's so powerful, it promises at your next checkup, your doctor will notice your improved health or your money back.
We got you 15% off and free rush shipping. Visit fieldofgreens.com and use promo code BNC for your discount. That's promo code BNC at fieldofgreens.com.
Fieldofgreens.com.
Fun joint birthdays, though.
Love them. I don't think everyone needs to have their own birthday party. Speaking of, a great segue, Brooke. There's this thing happening online, this discourse happening online where people are, it's a very 50-50 split. Mm-hmm. I feel like I know where you're going.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm excited
here.
To see what you say.
I have never cared about my birthday. I've never given, mm-hmm. you know, about my birthday. And there's a lot of people saying, why are you asking as an adult for your birthday off of work? You know, it's like, if it's like a Wednesday or a Tuesday, like, mm-hmm. where it's like, it's my birthday. I'm not going to come in. You know, it's my birthday. It's like, what, did your wife hire you a clown at home? Like, why can't you come in? And for me, I'm like, I think I would rather go to work on my birthday because the amount of attention you get on your birthday from people, it's like, oh, it's their birthday. Look at this, like, brave. So, oh, come on. It's your birthday. You don't end up doing any work at work when it's your birthday and you get attention. That's a amazing gift. And then you get to celebrate at home. I would never take off work for my birthday.
I also wouldn't, but I wouldn't judge someone for taking off.
I would be like, are you 8?
I get it.
If it's a Friday or something, or you're going on a long trip or, you know, whatever, and you're taking your birthday off, or your friends are coming in town for your birthday.
I get wanting to have like a day to celebrate you and not be in the office.
Yeah.
But also, like, I've never been indifferent about my birthday. Like, I used to love it growing up, and now I hate it.
I hate it. I hate mine.
I hate it. I've never been like, okay. Because, you know, indifference is the opposite of love and hate. Never been there. But now I'm in pure hatred.
What is that song? The opposite of love is indifference.
Oh, yeah. I don't.
The opposite of love is indifference.
Is it?
No, it's not. I don't think it's Taylor Swift.
It's probably been used in a few songs.
No. I'm not thinking of I Forgot That You Existed by Taylor Swift. The opposite of love is indifference. Opposite of love is indifference song. The Lumineers, Stubborn Love. Knew it. Love the Lumineers.
Wow. Yeah, you do.
The opposite of love's. I cannot hit any of the notes.
But that's true.
The opposite of love is indifference.
Would you rather someone hate you or be indifferent about you?
Yeah. That's what I'm trying to picture. Like someone being like.
Because if they hate you, they have deep feelings about
you. Yeah, 100%. So can we act it out? Hey, what do you think about Connor?
Hate him.
What made you hate him?
His personality, everything he does and says.
Okay, so let me try. Let's do the other one.
Okay.
What do you think about Connor?
Indifferent. Never paid him any thought.
Whoa, that one hurt way more.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Because obviously I've made a lasting impression on person number one.
Right.
But, I mean, I can't imagine what I did there in that situation to make him hate my personality and everything I've ever said.
Mm-hmm. I didn't want to do any specifics.
Did you have them?
No, I don't even have any.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, well, I think that the second person just like not caring if I live or die is a little hurtful.
I think I'd rather. Well, the first person wants you to die.
Yeah.
I should have said.
Yeah, that's fine. I can understand that. The way that this person is holding so much passion for me. Holding.
It's really giving you the shivers.
Yeah.
I would rather someone be indifferent about me.
The opposite
of love is
indifference.
I can't bear to think that someone hates me. But I do know a few people that do hate me.
By name?
By name.
Really? How do you know that?
Just
that you also always think that if someone, like, you always think people
hate you. No, I confirmed I know 2 people that hate me.
How did you find out?
Through someone telling me that they hate me.
Really?
Yeah.
They hate you?
I can circle back with you after.
Yeah, I would love
I forgot the second person, but I know one.
Can you tell me now? So
no, I'll tell you. All right. I'll tell you later.
Okay.
But
I can't wait. I cannot
wait. And I know it's because I'm not friendly.
That's okay.
I'm open about that. And it's not that I'm mean. I just like, if I'm meeting someone, I'm not like, oh my God, so nice to meet you. Just due to social anxiety. It's just kind of like, yay. Yeah. It's just like not going out of my way to be like, oh, I love you. Come hang out with me. That kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Is why this person hates me.
Well, they seem unwell. So wishing them the best.
Same.
I have a word of the day that I want to try to get in today.
Okay.
Rigmarole. I woke up. That was the first thing I had in my hip brain. Rigmarole.
Rigmarole. You want to hear? I actually started, since I've been reading, a list of words that like I've heard so many times and like wouldn't blink if they were used in a sentence, but actually don't know what they mean.
Mm-hmm.
So I've started to define them in my notes app.
That's exactly what I do.
I know you do, but mine are from reading. Yours are from just like life, which is good too.
No, they'll just pop into my brain. Like I didn't hear the word rigmarole this morning in my sleep.
I'm going to see if you know any of these.
Okay, hit me.
And these are all words that I would have thought I knew because I've heard them so many times, mm-hmm. except for when really faced with it. I was like, I actually couldn't give you a definition right now.
Okay.
Okay, incredulous.
Incredulous. Can you use it in a sentence? Actually, no, you don't. No, that would give away the definition.
He was incredulous.
He was incredulous. Is it like stubborn?
Connor, 100%.
Okay.
Unwilling or unable to believe something.
Yup.
Yep. Very good.
Thank you.
Oh, my God.
I love words. I don't love all the words.
Okay, ready?
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Mercurial.
Mercurial?
Yeah.
I've never even heard that word.
It's in a Taylor Swift song.
Of or related to Mercury. Mercurial. Mm-mm, I don't have it.
It's characterized by rapid and unpredictable changeableness of mood. So
okay. Moody.
Moody. Say that moody. Is actually all I have. So I was expecting something different.
Well,
that's it from me. What you got? Tell us about the packing peanuts.
Oh, you and I both. Yeah, well, I found out recently that you can put packing peanuts, or the packing peanuts I've been getting recently at least, into your sink and dissolve them with hot water. And they dissolve because they're made out of cornstarch. And then you responded yesterday and you were like, I didn't know that. And I was like, yeah. And you were like, oh, this should be common knowledge. And so we decided today we would let everybody know. I don't know if they all, we're just spreading the good word.
I could see myself dumping them into the sink and then being the non-cornstarch
and now they're just
variety. And now I have a sink of soggy. What are they called? Packing
chips? Peanuts.
Packing peanuts.
Packing chips?
Yeah.
No,
packing crackers?
Packing crackers. Packing walnuts.
Oh, damn. Too damn good.
Damn good, y'all. No, so I gave my packing peanuts the damn rigmarole in my sink. Check. But I put them in. You can just test one also. You don't have to dump sack.
See, this is what I'm talking about where like I don't think of things like that.
This bitch is all in.
Like I literally would not have thought of testing one. I don't have any problem solving skills. I think that might be it.
You got no street smarts?
I think that's it.
Damn.
I want to take an IQ test. I'm really curious.
I don't think that's IQ. I think that's
I know. I'm thinking I might get like a really high score on the IQ test and just like if you gave me a street smarts test, I'd be dead.
And now it's time for our Good Neighbor custom segment, which is brought to you by State Farm. Everyone loves when I get to do our Good Neighbor segment brought to you by State Farm because it's just special. It's special all around. It's special for everyone involved. When you get a new car or a new home, the first thing you might find yourself saying is, heck yeah, or I can't believe it, or how is this real? But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. So I've been having trouble with packages I thought have been being stolen from my door. Step. Not at all the case. My good neighbor was literally my neighbor who was putting my packages in his house because he knew that I was out of town. Now, he could have let me know that he was putting them in his house, but I do appreciate that he texted me this week and was like, oh, I noticed you're home. I have your packages in my house. I think that's really thoughtful because they might have actually been stolen if he wouldn't have commandeered them and kept them under his wing in his nest like a beautiful bird of prey, but a sweet bird of prey. Talons. And even though the struggle was real this week, I am nominating my actual neighbor as the good neighbor of the week who helped me get through it. So obviously we all know that adulthood comes with these types of low-key struggles. What to cook for dinner, how to exercise more, ways to eat healthier. I could go on and on and on, but I won't. I'll spare you. But luckily, one of the parts of adulthood that doesn't have to be complicated is insurance, thanks to State Farm. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what works best for you and your needs. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too. Whether it's in person or on the phone with your local agent, or on statefarm.com, or on their award-winning app,
State Farm lets you do things your way. State Farm is the good neighbor we all want and deserve. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. I'm sorry, I died.
Sorry, I died.
I think I'm pretty street smart for no reason. Like, I don't know where it came from.
You are street smart.
Let me talk to the streets. Hello? Sorry, Brooke, the streets are calling. We outside this summer. Yeah, she's here. Do you want to talk to her? Okay, hang on. Brooke, it's the streets. Be nice, please. Okay. Be nice to the streets.
I need you
to go out of your way to be really nice to the streets.
Okay, I will not be my normal self and I will be friendly. Okay. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Brooke.
That bitch hung up on me.
No.
Swear to. That's what I'm saying. I mean, street smarts just do not connect. There's no connection on the phone piece. You're out of service.
I'm not out of
service. That's what I'm saying with my street smarts, though. It's an out of service connection.
That's such a bummer because you would love the streets.
I don't think I would. That's the thing.
Brooke, you would.
I think I don't spend enough time. Like, I think I spend too much time away from the streets to have street smarts.
You and the streets need like one-on-one time, and I'm serious. I think that you would learn to love.
I don't think that's how I work.
The streets aren't holding anything against you. They just want you to get to know them and learn things about them.
So if you were like dropped in a random country, you have your phone, and you like, you didn't bring any shit that you like meant to bring. Like you literally were just teleported there. You don't have any luggage or anything. You would fully be fine. Like you would fully be able to like get a hotel, get clothes, like literally like make yourself at home.
I truly, truly like am not even, depending on the country.
Sure.
But I truly think that I could figure it out.
I would just lay in the middle of the street and give up.
You got to get to know the streets.
Yeah. Like I could never and would never do an out of country trip alone.
Well, you shouldn't as a woman, no offense.
No, none taken. But like, I just like wouldn't ever. Like it's even.
See, Brooke, that's street smarts.
It's street wariness.
Being wary of the streets is good too. Oh, I told that story about that girl that was like walking on the street that one time and she was recording herself talking, I think in Venice or something. And she was like, oh, sorry. Like that dude was just talking to himself and was recording herself on the phone.
Yeah. I love that.
That's like the funniest thing
she's
ever to
completely
me.
Like in touch.
She's literally recording herself on Snapchat like blah, 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 blah. Oh, sorry guys. That guy was just like talking to himself. Blah, 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 blah. I'm like, you're doing the same thing and worse.
Yeah.
Because at least he's on drugs.
Yeah. Complete self-awareness too.
Complete street unawareness.
Yeah.
Unawareness.
Oh, I was literally, this is something that's also scaring me about myself. I'll have a thought gone within an instant. I'll be opening my phone to Google something. Don't remember what I was going to Google. Flipped. Oh, are you officially done tour or no? Or is this private?
Well, Texas is next month.
And it's unannounced?
Yeah, but it'll be announced by the time this is live.
When are you announcing?
I think today or tomorrow, but it'll be tomorrow before the episode. Or when everyone listening to this, it'll be announced.
That's so exciting. When is that?
End of May.
And are you just doing Austin or a bunch of different
Dallas,
places?
Houston, Austin.
Oh, right outside E-H-N-A.
Yeah, right outside of all three of those. So it's like not the city proper. I can't get booked in the actual cities yet because of how how young of a man I am, longing for days of yore. People long for our days of yore. These are their days of yore because they're older and we're living in their days of yore.
What?
We are living in someone's age that they wish that they were.
Our age, yeah. But we're not living in someone else's time period.
I'm sure a lot of people wish that they could go get the 1999 crop top from Urban.
No, what the thing is, all the people that are shopping in Urban right now, 1999, like they can't even fathom a world that far away. Kids in 2004 can drink. Kids born in 2004 can drink.
I just love that people are like, the 90s? Why do my teeth randomly make the sound that like a fire alarm that's out of battery
chirp
makes?
It's a chirp.
And I can't do it.
I can't do it intentionally.
I don't know.
The 1990s. That's what we were talking about, right? 90s. Yeah.
1990s.
Can't do it again.
Wouldn't expect you
but
to.
But tour. No, I'm done after that. And then.
Can you do one in California?
No, not so much.
Why?
I don't care for the state as a
really?
Whole. Yeah.
How about LA?
That's in California, right?
That's so random that you wouldn't.
No, it is so random, but intentional.
Just do it.
Nah, man. I don't need to go through the whole rigmarole to have a show in LA.
Dude.
No, dude. I'm
dude,
not doing it,
come dude. On, dude.
No, dude. You come on, dude.
Dude, please, come, dude.
Dude. Dude, hear me out. I'm
dude, up. Come on.
Dude,
come on,
no.
Dude. I don't ask you for much, dude.
Come on. Hear me out, dude.
Just hear me out for 1 second, dude.
Do you remember when Tiger Woods cheated on his wife and it was like, it was like as big as 9/11?
Yeah, that was huge.
Yeah. Wait.
Are they, got divorced?
No, she hit him with a golf club. Ring, ring. Hello. Golf club. Golf club who? I'm going to hit you in the head with a golf club. Do you remember? That was Amanda. Show.
I just like one could never get over that personally, and two, like, especially if the whole world knew about it, because that's just like an added layer.
But that's but where good. We were like, were we not in at least one war where like Tiger Woods cheating on his wife was every single news
that's
station?
How the cookie crumbles, because like he was America's sweetheart.
He's back, baby. I saw him do an interview. What interview did he do? He did the Jimmy Fallon show last night, and he looks great.
I'm sure he does, which is frustrating.
Right. Like, he looks better than he did when he cheated on his wife.
That sucks that happens to men.
Yeah.
It really does. Like, wrinkles and gray hair make a man hotter.
He doesn't have an ounce of gray, and he has no wrinkles.
Well, I'm just kind of talking about like in general, but
I just can't believe that in my heart, when I think about Tiger Woods, I go, oof, Tiger Woods. Yeah. Ugh. And it's like,
no,
what'd he do?
Like, he's back in people's good graces.
Yeah. He cheated. I know. Is that illegal?
No, it's not illegal to cheat, but it's not a good thing to do.
So he's just a jerk.
He's a jerk cheater.
Like, a lot of people cheat and don't make, you know, like global television.
Yeah, but it's still bad.
And it like ended his career. Yeah,
no,
of course
it did not.
For a long time.
Some people hated him for a time, but there was never, he didn't stop playing golf. By the way, I don't know any of this confirmed.
I know, because you're
like,
making it up.
Literally, he was completely. I've never watched golf.
He was like completely out of the zeitgeist. He was like, "Am I wrong? Am I making this up? This is how I remember it." He was just like, he had to stay, like he disappeared, from what I remember. I love how iconic it is that his wife hit him with a golf club. He said, "Two can play that game, Tiger."
That is comeuppance.
She said, "Touche."
Yeah,
I'm gonna hit you in the head with a golf club. Taking indefinite break from golf amid scandal. Yeah, December 11th, 2009, Tiger Woods said Friday he is taking an indefinite leave from golf to try to save his marriage.
Yes.
The biggest fallout yet from the two. Wait, so did they break up?
I actually don't know. I'm going to stop pretending I know anything about it.
Ex-wife. Ellen Nordegren is living her dream life.
So they did
years
get
later.
Divorced.
Yeah, okay, good. All is well.
I hope Ellen's doing well.
Me too. Oh, we all hate that.
She, yeah.
How was Tiger Woods able to recover from his cheating scandal? Tiger was invincible until he wasn't. The march up the ladder was fast, and so were the accolades and access. I don't need to read this. We don't really need. I don't know. Can we look up a picture of him from Jimmy Fallon? You got to see this guy.
He's the only golf player I can name.
He looked really good when I saw the picture of him this morning.
So what's left in him in that black tee? He looks great there. Is that old?
Yeah.
Yeah, he looks better before.
Well, because he was younger.
Yeah, but you said he looks better older.
He looked really good in the picture I saw.
I mean, he looks fine. I don't think he looks as good as he did.
He's handshaking a tree. What do you think about that?
That's pretty.
Why do you think he was handshaking that tree? What do you think that situation was about?
I think that it's a human behind the tree.
What?
Yeah. Genuinely.
I think the tree is giving him the old rigmarole.
This episode of Brooke and Connor Make a Podcast is brought to you by Booking.com, Booking.yeah. From relaxing beach resorts to remote mountain cabins, with so many choices across the U.S., you can book whoever you want to be. Booking.com knows that people and travelers are multifaceted, so they offer a wide breadth of places and accommodations so that you can lean into a different side of yourself depending on where you go.
Book a remote cabin in the woods to explore your adventurous side, or book a five-star hotel to indulge your luxury side. There's so many possibilities. I'm planning some trips now for the summer, and I'm going to like fully rely. I'm going to do that thing where you just kind of like let the chips fall where they may. Trust, go with the flow, and I'm gonna go on the casual traveler side. I'm gonna lean into that version of me. I'm not gonna lift a finger.
I love that for you. This spring, check out booking.com for your ideal hotel or vacation home, no matter where you go in the U.S. Book whoever you want to be on booking.com, booking.yeah. Oh my god, did you ever go to that FAO Schwartz where there was the tree that you would go inside of? Where was that, New York?
Well, no, we had the talking tree in Texas.
At FAO Schwartz, though?
Mm-mm, at the mall.
Oh, my God. Izzy, can you Google FAO Schwartz, talk that young man?
Yeah, that was the talking
tree. You know
him? That was the talking tree. I'm very familiar with
him. Oh, my God. I was completely entranced by him.
Isn't that crazy that we weren't terrified of this, like, face in a tree? We would sit there and he would do reading time.
Am I making this up or could you not go inside of him? I remember going inside.
No, you can't go inside
the
man.
Okay, I remember life inside of him. Maybe it's just because there was a hole.
You never entered him.
Dude,
you never entered FAO Schwartz talking tree. Also, it's called talking tree. That's what we called him. We just called him the talking tree.
I'm having like memories of the talking tree that I guess didn't exist.
You're having memories of days of yore.
No, but it was like it was set up where like you could like sit under his branches or something.
Yeah, you could sit under his branches if you so choose.
But there was like an area. I don't know.
Oof. Oh, maybe you could go up on top of him in a treehouse type way.
Oh,
he's so scary.
Push me.
He did talk his ass off, though, that talking tree.
He's a chatty Cathy. He's got gorgeous eyes.
Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, back to packing peanuts. Thank you so much, Brooke. So the packing peanuts, I posted on my story yesterday. Like, my favorite thing now is when I get a package with packing peanuts. Now I dump sack into my sink.
Yeah.
And I hot water them all and they all dissolve. And I make like a cornstarch stew and they go down the gullet. And I've never gotten more responses on a Snapchat story ever in my life. This doesn't seem right. Don't you know that like the drain leads to the ocean? Blah, blah, blah. I'm like, hello, all. Packing peanuts are made out of cornstarch. Or I don't know if all of them are. The ones that...
Let's Google it.
I've been getting are made out of cornstarch.
Maybe that's like a new thing. Like boxed water.
Well, like the Farmer's Dog packaging is all cornstarch, so it all dissolves and recycles.
Why don't we just make everything out of cornstarch?
Many plant-based packing peanuts are marketed as dissolvable because they're natural. Their starches break down in water and can be rinsed down the drain safely without having havoc on pipes or the environment. Okay, I just remember that my grandma would put them... Yeah, we used to do this like when I was a child. It was my favorite thing back then, and I'm revamping it now. And I told everyone that, and they were like, like then everyone switched sides and was like, thank you for trying to recycle, but LA is in a drought. And I was like, everyone can't be an avid fighter for everything. Please. Pick your battles.
If it was the purge, I would ideally get access to everyone's address that says comments like that and smash their phone with a hammer until it was literally nothing but water. I would smash it to liquid and I'd have fun doing it.
Thanks for doing this, but LA is in a drought. By the way, LA is not in a drought. LA's been out of a drought. Am I wrong? LA's been out of a drought for like a year, 2 years maybe.
Right now. LA drought right now.
Are we doing drought right now? Whoa!
Oh, it's okay, Izzy. It's like, give us, like,
just say yes or
just
no.
Say yeah.
No.
0% drought?
0% drought.
I got two messages the other day about us not knowing the difference between the Capitol building and the White House, which, by the way, I asked all my friends and they only like one of them knew that too. So we're not like more stupid than your average Joe, just regular stupid. And someone messaged me and was like, please just educate yourself a little.
Brooke, if you don't educate, if you don't learn all the buildings in the world, you are a dumb, dumb ass.
Guess what? I've gotten by like pretty okay not knowing what Washington, D.C. geography. Yeah. But here's what I ask people. Would you rather please educate yourself or I love you, bestie, but? Or death by jumping into a blender and and putting it on pulse. Not pulse. What's that word?
Pulse
me out. Put me in the blender and pulse me out, dude. Oh,
dude. Pulse me out, bro. I'm doing pulse. I'm doing death by pulse.
Okay, if pulse wasn't an option, and I'm already in the blender and you don't want to come in with
wait,
me.
Wait, I love you, bestie, but.
I love you, bestie, but, and then something like so fucking annoying.
I love you.
I love you, bestie, but you really shouldn't put those packing peanuts into the ocean.
Or
please educate yourself. Packing peanuts are not disintegratable.
Oh my God. Death by firing squad.
It's not an option.
For them.
You have to pick one.
I'm doing I love you, bestie, but.
Me too.
And also blocking both of they asses.
Oh yeah.
Or wait, as a third option, can you please unblock me? I didn't mean it.
No.
Now I'm reporting your account now for domestic terrorism.
Yeah. Amen, dude.
Amen, dude.
I love dude because that's the first time we've like come up with one of these together.
Wait, was like, that new?
Yeah. Oh, cool. I didn't. That's not like a Channing or Tristan thing.
Oh,
we just started doing dude.
Please, no.
Actually, shoot, it might be, but I'm not sure.
Please, no one start saying dude because I'm gonna be over it by next week.
Yeah. Well, it's sacred for just this moment.
Yeah.
Just this episode, we're doing dude.
We're doing dude right now. Wait, I had something else I wanted to ask.
Yeah. I am open to listening.
Do you know John Legend's real name?
Don't tell me it's not John Legend. Do not tell me. Is it like Bartholomew or something? Atticus? Is nope. Is it like a standard name? Gerald?
Ready?
No, but give it to me.
John Roger Stevens.
Oh, well, you didn't tell me it was still John. That's Brooke, fine.
No, it isn't. You go from a triple first namer to... I just decided my last name's going to be Legend. That's like me being like, my name's Connor Jesus now. I'm actually going to be going by Mr. Jesus.
Wait, did you know there's going to be a Jesus movie?
I didn't.
I forget who's supposed to be. It's,
I bet it's
between
Mark
two people. No, it's between Andrew Garfield as Jesus. And who's the other? It's like just kind of on the horizon. It's not out at all.
Did you have that dream?
No,
about
I
this,
swear
maybe?
This is real. Let me look it up. It, like, Jesus movie. Did I make this up?
Yeah, you really, really sounds like you did.
No, I swear. Okay, let me look up Andrew Garfield. I made it up. Oh, Martin Scorsese could be reuniting with Andrew Garfield on his upcoming Jesus film. But who's the other one in the running?
I think because Andrew Garfield got the picture and is in the title, I bet they're not going to talk about someone else.
There is someone else in the running to play Jesus. Yeah, is he smart?
The Last Temptation of Christ.
Oh, Martin Scorsese plans to shoot Life of Jesus later. Here we are back on Reddit.
Hi, Marty.
Hello. He's precious.
Oh my gosh, we're getting linked out right now.
Okay, now I'm not going to be able to let this go. Okay, how about you talk about something and I'll do some research.
I'm kind of out of things to talk about. Wait, can we go back to our doc? Because maybe there's something better in there. I could just tell you guys a story. So my parents got this bottle of wine when I was younger. Okay, I was probably 9, 10, yeah. maybe 12, 13. I don't know. It's hard to say. But
Miles Teller.
Oh, so they're doing White Jesus right now.
Mm-hmm. They okay. are doing White Jesus.
Okay, that's a choice to make. I wonder.
Yeah, definitely. I didn't think of that.
Yeah. That's like an intentional choice. That's like a very Mark Wahlberg-esque choice to make Jesus the whitest man ever, considering he's from Egypt. Super. Like, at least give him a little tan. Don't make him like actual genuinely pale.
Yeah.
We're doing albino Jesus okay. right now.
Well, Andrew is like half Jewish, so maybe because Jesus is also Jewish. So he has that kind of like a little bit of a flair, but not enough.
It's still kind of giving like white bread, peanut butter and jelly.
Yeah. Vibes. Yeah. I of course, obviously needing Andrew to play it, but could also do someone darker for sure. That would make sense.
Someone darker. Okay. did you see Obama on Smartlist? Wait, that is like a bad transition. So, hang on. That yeah. was an unintentional thing. I'm looking at our notes page. Okay. No, like I don't care if we leave it in, but just know that that was not intentional.
Yeah, that's fine. We know your heart.
Well, because I commented, I was looking for something to say.
I think like people know Obama's black.
He went on Smartlist.
Yeah.
With Bill Clinton and Joe Biden. So now we're doing Will Arnett. We're doing Sean Hayes. We're doing what's his face? Who's the third Smartlist guy?
Bateman?
Jason Bateman. I can never remember.
Put some respect on his
that
name.
Little man's name. Oh, Barack Obama, Bill Clinton, and Joe Biden. And I want to emphasize the order of these men in this photo. Ready? Jason Bateman, Barack Obama, and they're touching each other's lower mid backs.
Yeah.
Jason Bateman, Barack Obama, Will Arnett, Joe Biden, Sean Hayes, Bill Clinton.
Yeah. Order is restored.
I mean, that was a choice to make, too, to go on.
Are you feeling the same thing that, like, A-listers?
I think three of the world leaders going on a podcast called Smartless is, like, pretty ironic. And they got zero support in the comments, by the way. That was a brutal.
Really?
Except for me.
What did they talk about?
Obama said what they talked about. Let's read his caption. Obama said, back in March.
Your eyesight is amazing, by the way.
Joe Biden, Bill Clinton, and I sat down with three real icons, the hosts of Smartless, to talk about everything from the economy and gun violence to what we miss about being in office and the importance of sending Joe and Kamala back to the White House. We laughed a little bit, too. Check it out at the link in my bio. Never did I think Obama would say, there's a link in my bio. Click the link in my bio to listen to this podcast I was on.
Link
now,
bio.
I think it's great for the podcast world to have, because I said Barack Obama was one of my dream podcast ghosts. But this is crazy. And also 6-person podcast. Are you the Nelk boys?
Oh my God, I can't even imagine. We can't even do two.
That would be brutal. Also, like Joe Biden every now and then be like, Delaware.
How old is he? Is he 85?
He's 90,000 years old.
He's only 81. He's an old 81.
Yeah. Well, being the president ages you. But just imagine like them going around and being like, oh, yeah, I remember being in office and blah, blah, blah. And Joe Biden being like, did you fall out of the coconut tree? Mm-hmm. I know that was not him, but that's like what he would just try. I would need to listen to it, I guess. I can't imagine what they talked about. Because Bill Clinton, too, like, I haven't heard him finish a sentence in a decade.
You know, that's one I think I'll pass on.
I'll listen to it on 2X.
Oh, that could be nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I bet it's going to sound normal speed.
True. I wonder what we sound like.
Obama talks really, really slow.
Well, you know that in Alvin and the Chipmunks, they have to record themselves talking really slow at first. And then they put it in 2X to get to the Alvin and the Chipmunks voices.
Why don't they just pitch it up?
I don't really get it. But I sent you that video, right?
Yeah.
It's crazy. They go, hi, Alvin. I'm Simon.
To me, it's just like, hi, Alvin, I'm Simon.
No,
and then you
it's
just
not
click
that.
Pitch up, pitch up, pitch up, pitch up, pitch up.
No. Not at all.
That's cray cray.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. That's wittily insane.
It's wittily crazy, dude.
Dude.
Did you hear my boys got nominated for Tonys?
I did hear that. That's awesome. That's exciting.
Yeah, everyone in Merrily did, which is really exciting. I'm really excited to be.
It speaks volumes.
It speaks volumes, exactly. I'm really excited to be like sat in front of the TV for an award show where I'm like on the edge of my seat waiting.
You have skin in the game.
I have skin in the game. They have not. Jonathan has not won a Tony yet, so I really am hoping this is his first. He deserves it. As does Daniel R, as does Lindsay M. So I'm really excited for the Tonys on June 16th. And I hope that you'll all be cheering for them with me.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, isn't that exciting? Yeah. It's like probably what people feel like during sports games or something.
Probably. I got my ass to the theaters last night.
Let's talk about it.
Guys, if you're looking forward, let's talk about it. If you're looking forward to seeing the movie Challengers, go ahead and turn off the episode right now, and we'll see you in the bonus.
We'll see you in the bonus.
We're going to do spoilers right now for Challengers movie, and I would say...
Oh, no, poor Kenny.
Oh, shit.
No, it's okay.
Do you have AirPods?
No, it's all right.
It's not. Oh, it's not okay.
No, no, no. Wait, we can do no spoilers. I can do it without doing spoilers.
I can leave.
Yeah.
I don't want it to be spoiled for you. Actually, we can probably do it.
I think I can do it without spoilers.
I think I can too.
But I don't want to change your thought.
No, I don't want to change the podcast. Talk about what you want
to
talk about.
How about we'll get to the spoilers in the last 1 minute, and up until then we'll talk about themes. Okay. The themes, the overarching connected dots.
Okay.
Now, one thing I'll say, let me think. Themes. One of the most manipulative.
Well, let's start with, did you like it?
Loved it.
Incredible.
Yeah. So wait, at the beginning, I was like, eye roll.
Oh my God. To me, at the beginning, I couldn't stop thinking like, this is a good movie.
Oh.
Like I was having those active thoughts.
I think, sorry, I don't want you to go. I'm telling you the movie ended up being good. I thought, now I found out at the end that this needed to happen. But I thought at the beginning, some of the lines, the writing was so cliche considering these are teenagers right at the beginning. Not the very beginning, but like when it flashes.
Just say it.
Okay.
Sorry, Kenny, plug your ears.
When it flashes back and they're young and Zendaya says things like, just her acting on the beach was like gave
like
me the ick.
I
was like, yeah, I was like, shut the fuck up. You're smoking cigarettes with like your teenage friends on the beach. Like you're not like, I want to see some good fucking tennis. And then like it goes into them, the guys talking about her and they're like, oh, bro. And they didn't even talk like
that. Oh, it all worked for me.
Did you see that backhand? It was just like really like cliche. Now, when you get to the end, you realize those things carried over. And then you see like, it's hard to say without saying.
Maybe.
It needed to be there. I thought Zendaya was overacting at the beginning. I was like, this is,
oh no,
this is
I just
too
like
much.
That she was just like the most serious person.
Yeah.
Alive.
Yeah.
Tennis is life. I really loved it. I know you were saying earlier that you didn't understand why those young men were in it because you found them weird looking. Do you still feel that way?
Nope.
Like gorgeous,
by
the way.
I think they were such a perfect match for each other.
Yep.
That it was almost like when she called them fire and ice, I was like, oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, they are.
Like addicted to them, obviously goes without saying.
Who did you hate the most? And this will, because I think we'll have different people we hated the most. I can speak much more intelligently, by the way, about this film, but I don't want to because I'm sparing you guys.
Yeah, I can speak much more intelligently, but I'm just not going to, for your sakes, we're not doing intelligence.
I'm sparing you guys. Wait, but for like the last 60 seconds, when we talk about the end, I want you to plug your ears again.
I mean, probably Tashi, but like, I don't know if that's my internalized misogyny.
No.
Or the fact that I just loved those boys.
I think she hated herself so much.
Well, she literally, I don't think she felt like she had any sort of purpose without tennis.
I think that happens to athletes a lot when they get injured or they retire. It's like, that was my whole life, swinging a ball on a racket.
Yeah.
And then it's just like, their life falls apart. And then they like have to reinvent themselves and all they know is that.
Yeah, I will say the end lost me because I do not understand tennis at all. I didn't know any of the terms. Like, I didn't know what love. Now I do because I had done some research. But like, love, didn't
zero.
Know that term. Deuce, didn't know any of that. So I didn't know what was happening in the game.
Yeah.
So I didn't know what people were cheering for. Like, I didn't know why Zendaya was excited. Like, I didn't know what she wanted. I didn't, like, I just didn't know what was going on. And I got so fixated on the fact that I was like, who's winning? I don't know what's going on in this game, that I missed the most key piece of the film, which was the key piece. There's a key piece at the end, Kenny, that I had completely missed.
You missed the key piece
because I was just like, wait, so.
I think it's okay because we're about to, we have 60 seconds left of the episode and you can plug your ears.
Plug your ears for the Kenny. The ball positioned in the racket. Yeah. Like that. I missed that.
The way I was waiting for him to do that, I was like, if they don't put this in there, oh, you missed it.
I missed it.
Okay. Well,
because I was just like tunnel visioned on like not understanding the game.
Yeah. So basically.
No, I get it though.
Yeah, but it's almost like Inception at the end because you're like, did you watch the movie Inception?
No.
So at the end, the way that they test whether they're in a dream or it's real life and they've like lost themselves so much and time is passing, whatever, is they have this little thing.
Yeah.
That, what do you call it in dreidel?
Oh.
And
they have a dreidel in Inception?
It's like, yeah, it's a dreidel. Is they spin it and then if it falls over, it's real, but in a dream, it never keeps stops going. Spinning. And at the end, the very end scene is it kind of wobbles, but and then it kind of keeps going. And you're like, that's like typical. Sometimes dreidels wobble and then they pick back up and then they fall later. But the movie ends and you're like, oh, I don't know if it was a dream or not.
Uh-huh.
Because you see that, you see the smiles that they share and then they hug.
Because the moment he put the ball on the racket, which I now understand when I learned that he put the ball on the racket, is when tennis became a relationship. That's when it became personal.
Brooke, yep. So I
and
slept
that's when
on it and
she
I woke
was
up
addicted to the game.
When I slept and I woke up and I realized the meaning of the end of the movie. Thematically, my favorite scene. Two of my favorite scenes. Can I say them?
Please.
One, how... like the reflection of at the beginning when she sits back and watches the two dudes make out.
Yeah.
And then she's sitting there watching
mirrored
them.
Mirrored throughout.
Mirrored!
Mirror. I love the mirror.
That was so good.
Yep.
And then I realized when she was like, I thought it was ironic that she was like, I need to go to school and I need to get a job because I don't want to just be someone that all I do is tennis. And ironically, that's all she ever knew.
Right.
That's all she ever did. But she's sitting there. I thought it was interesting when all the heads were turning and she's staring straight.
Yeah.
I don't get that part, to be honest.
When was it?
Before. Anyways, doesn't matter. And remember at the beginning when she was like, she screamed and the one dude was like, oh, you got to close your ears. The one dude was like, I've never heard someone scream like that.
Uh-huh.
It was almost like, since tennis is a relationship, like they kind of had a threesome at the end.
Literally.
Yeah.
They did. But at the end of the day, it was the boys who reconnected their relationship, facilitated by her.
And it didn't matter. Well, the thing is, everyone's like, we don't know who won or lost. Art touched the net, which means you lose the point.
He lost the point. So he was one down, which I've learned via my research.
Yeah.
And I also didn't understand
was he going
that
there's up
multiple games in tennis.
Was he going up to smack?
No, I think he just finally got that, like... because he was always like the most like technically proficient, but I think he finally just got that passion. I think that that's what it was trying to show, because that's, I think, what he lacked that Patrick had, why he always beat Art.
It was a beautiful
ending. It is. And like, you can like keep thinking about it too.
You can. I like that.
I like that too.
And it wasn't like happy ever after. It was like, I think. But it's also a little bit psychotic.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know what?
They
hang
all
on, really
are.
Quick, you have to close your ears one more time. This is the last part. The part that fucking rocks my world is when she goes down, she cheats on Art.
Yeah.
But it was for Art, technically. Like, I need you to lose so that he gets this. And you don't know, did she actually want to fuck
I know.
Patrick?
I'm still a little bit confused by her motivation.
Because she did lay there and, like, cuddle with him and whatever. It wasn't like... let me go fuck this
dude.
And
she was walking away at the end. Like, I don't think she planned on fucking him until he, like, said your hotel's that way. Like, I don't know. I'm a little bit confused by her motivations.
Well,
do you think she was actually going to leave him when she said, I'll leave you if you lose?
I don't know. We don't know.
I know.
The most gut-wrenching part of that whole movie is when she walks upstairs and Art is in bed with their kid. And she has just gone downstairs and cheated on
him. I think he knew, too.
Well, the blinds were open. Did you notice that the window was open? He could see into the parking lot.
Oh my God, but I don't think they were having sex in the parking lot of the hotel, were they?
They were having sex across the street. You could see the hotel.
Oh, I missed that.
Yeah.
Oh. Damn, I gotta watch it again. I
know. It's definitely one you can watch several times. Anyways, my UTI is kicking in right now.
My UTI is so bad right now.
I can feel my heartbeat in my... So we're gonna go. We'll see you in bonus. Sorry if you didn't pay attention and missed or got a bunch of spoilers for Challengers.
Either or. And we'll see you dudes literally in the life. Bonus.
Bye. Like every time I breathe in close to the mic, I get like a Who's huge hair. Bye guys, thank you.
This week on Close Friends.
Oh, let's go back to Boom Boom Pow. I need a palate cleanser.
Is there a music video?
Are you serious?
Yeah. I told you if someone cheats on me, I want you to tell me.
I wouldn't.
Then write me an anonymous email. Some people have to be doing constantly to distract themselves from what's really going on.
Are you talking about me? Wow.
Wowie.
Wowie mama.
Oochie mama.
Oochie mama. Sign up on tmgstudios.tv to watch the full bonus episode.